It's Rivalry Week.
You know what we're talking about.
And it ain't tiddlywinks.
Sponsored by your Central Ohio Toyota dealers.
Your official home for the biggest game of the year.
The Fan.
The only show that proudly puts together a fantasy tennis team. Here's Carpenter and Rothman.
Carpenter and Rothman inching closer to the biggest game of the season. Ohio State and Michigan in Ann Arbor. A guy who won a national championship at Ohio State and never lost to that team up north, and now crushing it on the Big Ten Network, is Joshua Perry. He's on the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. JP, so good to have you.
Hey, appreciate being on.
You the man. All right, so let me you join this. You come to Ohio State. Urban Meyer takes over. Is there anything that sticks in your mind of Urban's messages throughout the year or previous to the Michigan game? Anything that has stuck with you for this long?
Yeah, he was just always a guy who understood the rivalry, and I feel like he really internalized it. And, you know, now kind of looking back and talking to some of the older guys who played for Ohio State, he was a lot Woody, a lot Earl when it came to the amount of disdain that he had for that team up north. So I think it kind of permeated through. And then for us, in 2012, it was such a unique situation because we had the bowl ban, and that was really our bowl game. Like, 2012 against Michigan at home was our last game. We were riding on a perfect season, and that was the one that we had to win. It was the one at the end of the year where we got a ring, a 12-0 ring, and it's because we won that game. So I think even just kind of the imminent nature of that game without having anything else to play for at the end of the year was big, and it just kind of continued and it became really a game of consequence in a lot of the years for us. 2013, it was a huge one. Tyvis Powell saved it at the end. And then 2014, with JT getting hurt and Cardale coming in. And then 2015 as a bounce-back game for us after a loss the previous week. It was one of those games where, regardless of the rivalry, it meant so much with just what was on the season. And Urban made sure to make sure that we knew how much was on the game.
So you mentioned that, Josh, you talk about, you know, 2012, where it was just about that game, essentially was the bowl game, the Big Ten championship, everything wrapped up, because that's all that you could really play for was an undefeated season and beating ultimately the team up north. That's Urban's first year. Tress's first year is 2001. I mean, he's taken over a situation where there had not been really any success over the last 10 to 12 years of consistency. And then now, all of a sudden, Ryan Day's thrust into a much more different situation where, I mean, he's playing to win this game, and that's absolutely part of it. But then you start lumping in, you know, undefeated seasons, Big Ten championship, college football playoff. Like, how do you try to delineate and compartmentalize all those different things and understand those are there, but then understand that winning this game is an accomplishment unto itself?
Yeah, and it's such a strange situation. First off, everybody kind of says it, but it's a one-game season at this point. You just got to worry about winning this next one. And last week was a battle. They knew that. Took it one game at a time that week. This week it's a battle again against a really good team. So they're just going to have to prepare as such. But kind of evaluating this game, we all sit here and talk about the national landscape of college football. And there are a lot of folks that believe that if there's not too much chaos going on, Ohio State could lose this game, win the Big Ten championship, and make it to the playoff and potentially be national champs at the end of the year. And wouldn't it be something if that were actually the case and the one black eye on the schedule was a loss to Michigan in a year where you won national title? And you feel like a lot of people in Columbus would want the win against Michigan and not the chance to compete for a national title, which is so crazy. So for them, obviously, you take care of business in this game and everything is still ahead of you. And that's what everybody wants. That's what they're training for. And the way that Ryan Day's been talking about it and his staff and the players, they're ultra-focused, and I know that's their one goal.
Joshua Perry with us, the great former Buckeye linebacker. We'll hit you with this one. Jeff Hafley is getting some recognition this week as Ohio State's co-defensive coordinator. He's one of the 15 finalists now for the Broyles Award, which is given to the top assistant coach in college football. I've had people explain this before, Joshua, about how they've simplified this defense for these players. But take me a little bit more into the X's and O's. Can you describe exactly why Ohio State's been this dominant in your mind? What has changed other than maybe they're reacting more than, their instincts are more involved? There has to be a lot more to it.
Yeah, I mean, it's just you know, the base cover three that they had been playing is a simple defense in and of itself. The linebackers are either buzz droppers to the flat or hook droppers kind of right there on the hash. You've got your corners that are deep third players, and then middle of the field safety. The other kind of box safety is playing either one of those hook or buzz drops. And then it lets your D-line get after the quarterback because they know they've got players behind them that have vision just in case anything happens and the quarterback breaks contain. On the flip side, when they slip into man-to-man, a lot of times if the offense is giving you kind of a typical formation, it looks the same with the deep safety in the middle and then kind of everybody working from there. And man-to-man is typically a simple defense. It's matchup-based a lot of times. So for those guys to kind of major in that, slip through there seamlessly has been good. You saw last week it looked like they were playing a little bit more man-to-man. They felt confident in that game plan. And then the other thing that has allowed these guys to really play and be successful is you don't necessarily see a ton of blitzes. A lot of it's a four-man go, and they can get there because they have a player like Chase Young who can wreck the game, and you just let him eat and then drop seven guys in coverage, and I think that's really helpful. And so I think it's a combination of playing coverages that are conducive to the players that they have, but also you pare down the playbook. You don't run as much stuff. The inventory is a lot thinner, and over the course of the year, the guys can get a lot better and understand their jobs because they're doing it so often.
All right, we're up against the clock here because Ryan Day had his press conference today, so we're sorry that we're going to short you a little bit, but I'll end on this in the final 15 seconds. You got two choices, convincing Ohio State victory or four-quarter game. What are you choosing?
I think it's convincing. I have a feeling about this one. Ryan's going to be going after him. The guys are going to be fired up.
Well done, JP. We love having you on. Continued success, man. We'll talk to you soon.
Hey, thanks, guys.